BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Mars Barr, I'm 20 and I'm from Glasgow.
Is your name Mars Barr?
My name is Mars Barr.
Oh, it is.
That's a great name.
It really is.
I don't know how we...
Every party I go to, I'm the one everyone talks to purely for that name.
You haven't made this up for Chris Moyles, have you?
No.
What's your full name?
It's just Mars Barr.
I've got his email here. It genuinely is. So his name's Mars Barr.
Is Mars short for anything?
Wow.
No.
Oh.
Sorry, mate.
I'm really sorry. Wow, it's good to speak to you, Mars Barr.
I know.
Anyway, carry on.
I'm Mars Barr. I'm 20 and I'm from Glasgow. You might not know this, but I once watched as a Japanese tour bus got ransacked by an army of baboons. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Actual Mars Barr, that's his name, introduced the show today. He assures us it's nothing to do with Chris Moyles.
I'm not sure whether to believe him.
I don't know, but you said it on email that he's on. Have we found him on Facebook yet?
Well, I mean, it's a very elaborate ploy he's got to, if it is fake.
Yeah. He came up with this astounding fact.
You may not know this, but I once watched as a Japanese tour bus got ransacked by an army of baboons.
Hi, Mars.
Hi.
Now, tell me about the monkeys, please.
Well, we were in South Africa on holiday sort of thing, me and the parents.
Right.
And we just went for a big walk in some sort of safari park down at the Cape of Good Hope.
When was this?
This had been quite a few years ago. I was about 8 or 9.
Okay.
And I was sat in the car with my parents just eating some lunch sort of thing. And because the baboons are allowed to roam freely, you need to have all your windows wound up so they don't come in and steal your food and that sort of thing.
And they do this, steal your food?
They do, yes. And then we were sat there, a Japanese tour bus pulled up quite close to us. And clearly no one in the bus could read English because they just opened the doors.
Oh.
And all the tourists got out and were taking pictures of the monkeys and baboons and stuff.
Don't do
and
that.
Then a group of them just launched themselves into a bus.
Yeah.
You could see things getting thrown everywhere inside the bus and all these people just trying to get out as quickly as possible.
So the monkeys invaded the bus?
They invaded the bus and you've seen a couple of them just coming out, eating the food that they'd managed to steal from them.
They're thieves as well. They will go through your bags.
Oh, completely. Like, there was just rubbish everywhere afterwards.
Were the monkeys wearing the clothes of the Japanese tourists?
I think one of them had a hat on.
Did any of them have a camera around their neck?
I don't think the baboons did, no.
I like the idea of a baboon robbing the camera and then running around taking photos of him having lols You know what I mean?
Taking pictures of the camera's owner.
Of him and his mateys, just like, wah, got the bus.
This is like when I went on that holiday where the monkey saw me naked.
Right.
And stole my water.
How did that happen?
I was having a shower. The shower looked out onto the balcony. There was no curtain, just like glass. So as I was having the shower, I kind of opened my eyes after washing my hair, and I see the monkey nicking my Snickers bar and also opening the bottle of water that I just purchased with his human-type hands. Drinking from the water while looking me straight in the eye. I was naked.
Was the monkey taking a photo of you?
No, he didn't have a camera this one around its neck.
No. What did you say to the monkey?
You didn't say anything. I was in a shower. You couldn't hear me anyway. There was a glass in between us. I was inside. He was outside.
You didn't try to tell it, get lost or...
I think I went, shoo! Why would I say come in?
It could be one of those well-trained monkeys. You know what I mean? You sit down and have a cup of tea, like that one off the advert.
No, that doesn't happen. They're vicious primates, remember?
He could have grabbed, like, one of them brushes with the long handles and, like... rubbed your back for you.
So, Mars, I think the moral of this story is do not let monkeys on your bus.
It was hilarious to watch.
And if any bus drivers are listening, remember, before you open the doors, check for monkeys.
Definitely.
Thanks, Mars. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Chris.
Mmm. You all right? Sorry,
hello.
I was just finishing food. Hello.
Mm. Went to see the Katy Perry film last night.
How was that?
Good. I don't think it's on in many places anymore. It's only been on for a couple of weeks, but I quite enjoyed it.
Did you go see it in 3D?
I did. I had the glasses on. Always feel a bit weird. I couldn't really work out why it was in 3D because there wasn't... like, Katy Perry wasn't coming towards you and going... Argh! Like, there was just some bouncing balls on the stage at one point that felt like they were in the room with me. Apart from that, right. I didn't really see the point of it being in 3D.
I suppose the ticker tape and stuff like that must have been quite cool.
Yeah, that was about it.
Did you try and reach out and grab it?
No. But I've disputed this before, but now I've seen the film, I have to agree. Without makeup, does look a bit like me.
Yeah, definitely. I've said it.
Not so much in the full makeup, but when she's just having a day in her dressing gown, same.
It's weird, because the other way round, you in makeup probably doesn't look like Katy Perry.
It doesn't translate. If I put that dress on with like the twirling wheels and all the makeups, it doesn't work the other way round. Her gran is amazing. You know, right. When you just see somebody and you think, oh, I know you don't need to do a show, like a reality show like the Osbournes, but the whole of the Katy Perry family, especially the nan, could do one of those Osbournes-type shows. Such a good character.
Mm.
They wouldn't do it. They'd need to, but so good. And she felt a bit sorry for her as well, because she's about to go on stage, she's sobbing, and it was awful, that bit at the end. Anyway,
well, you don't want to give it away, do you?
Well,
what is the ending on
the ending
like
is...
that? Is it a concert? I don't know. Is there a plot?
Well, it's kind of her life, really. Nothing awful or good particularly happens at the end. She just sings another song and that's it.
But is it one of those where it's a story? Like a sort of made up...
No, it's her life.
Like
she's not acting.
Like Mission Impossible
style. No. It's just Katy Perry on stage and Russell Brand's in it a bit. Then she cries. Then you see her gran. And at the end, right at the end, I'll spoil it for you.
Well,
they go, what do you think of Katy's concert, gran? Too loud! Amazing. Quite sad in places. Oh, I see. But there's few people saying that there is a reason it's in 3D. Two reasons.
The Scott Miles Daily.
And good afternoon, Angelos.
Hello.
How are you?
Scott Miles. Yes, I'm pretty good, actually, yeah.
Good to see you.
100%. Good to see you, too. And I must say, thank you ever so much for getting my name right, Angelos Epiphanio.
Theme you, yes.
Because my show on Channel 4, 10:35 tonight, last week, right, the fella, the announcer, announced me as Angelos Epiphanio. And I thought that's a bit much, isn't it, seeing as I'm on their channel.
It is a bit. They should at least learn your name. They should be told, the continuity people.
That's the least they can do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I saw you looking a bit bemused when that song was on. Do you not like the music on Radio 1?
No, it's not for me. I think I've been very clear on this. Is Tony Blackburn still on Radio 1?
No.
No, okay. Well, I like him, and I'm a big fan of ELO and Status Quo, and what's that other thing that gets people up on the dance floor? Cotton Eye Joe. I love all that stuff, you know?
So this station's not really for you, is it?
No, it's not. It doesn't get right to the heart of my likes and, you know, for my demographic. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Can you believe it? It's nearly a year ago since we were at the Fun and Filth Cabaret in Edinburgh and you did our show every night.
I did, yeah.
And you interviewed a different celebrity each night.
Yeah, nearly killed me, that did.
I know.
That show.
We had your own show as well and you were rushing back and forth.
Yeah, I felt like a proper superstar.
Yeah.
They chucked me in a cab, and I mean they chucked me in a cab, right?
Yeah.
And then the other end, they dragged me out again and chucked me on the stage. It's a very glamorous life I now lead, yeah.
Yeah. Let's relive some of the Fun and Filth Cabaret with Angelos last year. And this is when we had Dappy on the show.
Yo, respect, I'm Angelos E. I'm sat here with my main man, Dappy. He's a rapper with the N-Dubs crew. I just sort of muck about. That's what I do. Your real name is Kostadinos Kontostavlos.
Yeah, you got it.
I know. It's a Greek name, yes?
Yeah, Greek.
And yet you call yourself Dappy.
Yep.
Yeah. Is that for a bet?
Thank you. No, Dappy's from the word name Dapper. Like, you know, Dapper?
Dapper. What does that mean?
Dapper. It means you're suave, you've got your head screwed on.
Do you do much preparation for the guests, Angelos?
Yeah.
Or do you just... You do?
Yeah, I do loads of preparation for the guests, as you can see, because I got the pronunciation of his name bang on.
Spot on that.
Although it took me half an hour.
Yeah. And the same for your Channel 4 show, you prepare a lot?
Yeah, there's a lot of research goes into that, like hours and hours of research, like, you know, with, like the Dirty Doctor we had on last week.
Oh, I saw
Dr.
him.
Christian. Yeah.
What was he doing? Got to his face, it wasn't...
Hey?
I had to switch it off when he, like, started thrusting it.
Well, Gupta had a problem and he wanted to know and he thought, well, let's go route one, straight to the doctor's face.
Oh, yes, it wasn't Dr. Oh, can I just say, it wasn't Dr. Christian thrusting in Gupta's face.
No,
it was the other way around. That's confusion in my head.
That's
sorry,
right,
Dr. Christian.
Because I think that... I don't know who we would have had to call if that had happened.
I knew someone was thrusting at someone.
Yeah, there would have been some thrusting there. There's thrusting every week.
Who's on your show tonight? Is it is Amy Charles, right? Is there thrusting there?
It's the Essex girl, Amy Charles.
I can't imagine you watch that show.
What? The only... Why is Essex?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? No, I've never seen it. Oh. But who else is on? Professor Green, who's not a real professor, so it turns out. So I had a load of questions about nuclear physics, and he just looked at me like I was an idiot.
Did he?
Yeah.
He's a nice man, though.
Oh, he's a gentleman. Yeah. Absolute chuveling writing, though. Have you seen his arm and his legs and his neck?
Hmm.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on, isn't there?
Looks like the Sistine Chapel.
You've already met one of the stars of Anyways Essex last year at the cabaret.
Yes.
Joey Essex.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
let's hear that.
Yeah,
you're on this show, The Only Way Is Essex, isn't it, right? Okay, now be honest. Do you think they have made you look a little bit ridiculous on that show, or are you actually like that in real life?
I'm actually like that in real life.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It was fun with Joey. He didn't have a clue what was going on, did he?
No, I don't think he had a clue what was going on at all.
He turned up and he was like, oh, I thought it was going to be a festival like Reading or Leeds.
Yeah, that's a good impression of him.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a nice festival.
One. Yeah, it's going to be a festival, like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
And I don't think he was expecting what Edinburgh was like at all. I think he expected people in a muddy field.
Yeah, yeah, no. It was a cultural festival, wasn't it?
It was.
And that's what Edinburgh is.
That's
and he
right.
was expecting Reading, yeah. I think. Yeah.
How was Amy Childs?
Oh, you know, she's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you fancy her a bit?
Oh, come on. I mean, like, who wouldn't? Who wouldn't fancy her? You know, she's fit, isn't she?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Who else are you finding fit at the moment?
Well, there's someone else on my show called Judy Marsh. Thank you. And she is, you know... She's something else.
She's got quite big, hasn't she?
Yeah, well, she's got quite big, yeah. She's been lifting bits of metal, apparently, over her head and in a room for hours on end. And I don't know why she's been doing it, but it's had a terrible effect on her arms.
Is she on your show, is she?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
she's certainly beefed up.
She's beefed up, all right, I would say, yeah. She's turned her hair red and all.
Anyone else?
What, on the show?
No, I mean that you fancy.
Oh, good God, yes. I mean, it's a list as long as your arm, really. Mm. Gabby Logan, Fiona Bruce, Nikasia Shalinsky, some of them chefs.
Yeah,
you know, lot.
The list is long.
Yeah,
I enjoy your tweets.
Good
at the moment because
the moment.
Well, it's only because of the Homes Under the Hammer thing.
Oh, that's the best show on telly.
It is the best show on TV, but you keep getting annoyed because you're missing it.
Yeah, well, you know, I've got things to do, and people keep saying you got Sky Plus it, got Sky Plus it. But I mean, if I could find a button, I would. But it's somewhere hidden on them remote controls, you know, you don't know where it is. So if I'm not there at 10 o'clock in the morning, then I don't get to see it. But that is the best show on TV.
Do you like how the music relates to what they've just said?
Yeah, I love that.
I like that bit.
The music, and I like the fact that Martin, who runs the show, looks like he's just crawled out the houses that he's, you know, that he's showing us around.
Mm.
He's not a snappy dresser.
No.
He won't mind me saying that because I tell him on Twitter.
Yeah, I know. I saw you complaining that you've got to go on this morning with Eamon Holmes instead of watching Holmes Under the Hammer on Monday.
I've got to do that next Friday now.
Oh, is it Friday?
They've changed it, which is good. It means I'll get to see it on Monday, but it means Friday I don't get to see it. So, you know.
You must have seen them all by now because there's a lot of repeats.
Yeah, there does seem to be a lot of repeats. Yeah, I know. But it takes some ages to film the thing. So I'm not surprised there's lots of repeats because they have to film the house and then they have to film the people buying it and then they have to film them doing it up, etc., etc. And it takes ages, like a Hollywood film, like Waterworld, something like that.
Same.
Yeah.
Maybe because you're not going to be with us in Edinburgh this year, which you're a bit sad about.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll not pop up, but I doubt it. Yeah.
I don't think you will you?
No. Are you asking me?
Yeah,
you don't
like
know
be,
you don't know your schedule.
If you'd like to be part of it?
No.
We're putting no.
Don't want to.
Maybe if we tell you who what guests we've got this
year.
Well, I can't tell you, but I'll tell you off air.
Oh, tell me off air. And I'll just tweet it.
Maybe you could write some questions for me, because they went down a storm last year.
Yeah, but it's all in the delivery, isn't it, Scott?
That's true. I don't think I could do that.
Keep working on that.
All right. Yeah. Okay, well, Angelos is with us. We'll have more of a chat in a minute. We're going to play a band now called We Are The Ocean.
Do we like?
The Scott Mills Daily.
What's that then? What happened at the end? All that screaming and noise.
That's kind of what they do. We Are The Ocean, they're called.
Are they?
And that is a track called Bleed.
Okay.
I'm Scott Mills, and this is Angelos Epithemiou.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Stephen's been on. He has just sent in a picture of himself. He's going to a fancy dress party tonight, and he looks the part. He's got the bag and everything.
Yeah.
Do you find it a bit weird that people are now dressing up as you to go to fancy dress?
No, I don't find it weird. I just find it like, yeah, that's the natural order of things. You know, when they saw me, they were bound to do it. Mm. And it's an easy look to get hold of.
Oh, I saw a whole group of lads dressed up as you in Cavos last week, and they looked a bit hot because, you know, you've got the jacket on and when it's 42 degrees, you know.
Exactly.
What I mean?
But, and the anorak actually keeps you cool.
Does it?
So, you know, it's a good look, and it's helpful. It's a helpful look.
Yeah. I mean, you're a big star now.
Huge.
I mean, do you get people must come up to you all the time.
They come up to me.
They
come up to me, and they look at me, they stare at me, and they get their phones out, and they just stick it right in your face, and then press a button, and they run off.
Yeah.
It's really nice. It's a nice...
Relaxing.
It's a lovely life now.
Yeah. And have you moved homes at all? Because I know...
Homes? How many have I got?
Well, I got the impression that you've got a bit more money now.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm liking it, aren't I? What with my lucrative sponsorship deal? I haven't moved home yet because I haven't found the right... And I haven't had time, Scott, you know, when I'm not doing all this stuff and going around talking to people like you and, wasting my time, I'm watching telly. And there's no time to be looking for houses and all that sort of carry on, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Are you going to show us what's in the bag? Because they put this on the radio on Twitter, and a lot of people are asking.
Oh, yeah?
It looks quite full today.
Yeah, it is full. It's bulging.
That's at BBC R1. People have been taking guesses on what's in there.
Yeah, so of course I've got the all in there. And surprisingly, Vin Diesel's head.
Why?
Is in there today.
It's like a little baby hair. That's really sinister.
Yeah, I know.
Is that off a doll?
I don't know.
And you've written Vin Diesel on it wrong.
Well, it's Vin Diesel's head, isn't it? So it's pretty much a spitting image of him. So I thought, well, I'm not passing that up, you know? So that goes straight in the bag. Okay. Hedgehog mask, jazz hat, and handkerchiefs.
Oh, that is rank.
No, it's not, Becky.
It is, though. It's not... like, how many times have you used that without...
About 30 or 40.
It's grey and it's meant to be... That is disgusting. It's got a
load of them. That's horrible.
It's disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
On recollection, it's absolutely disgusting.
Is that it?
We're having fun here. That's good.
Yeah.
That's enough for the bag.
Why have you got Vin Diesel's head?
Well, because he looked like Vin Diesel, as you could see, and I thought... Oh,
you've drawn a beard on him.
Yeah, well, he's got a beard, hasn't he? You know, it's not that often that you're going to find Vin Diesel's head, so... See something like that, you just bring it straight in the bag, don't you?
Oh, please come to Edinburgh again this year.
I might do.
Just even if you pop in to say hello.
What week are you in?
August the 13th.
Is that when the Olympics is on?
No, it'll have just finished.
Oh, good, because I'm in that.
What? What do you mean?
I'm doing the jogging. All right. Well, look, if I don't win a medal, then I'll come up and, I'll come up and muck about.
Okay, that would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Got anything to add to Angelos, Becky? I know you're a big fan.
Huge.
I'm okay, thanks. No. That tissue, sure, that hanky's still like... Do you ever clear your bag out, or do you just keep adding new stuff into it?
Just add new stuff into it.
Is that why you've had to do the double?
Yeah. Got a triple bag in.
Is it?
Yeah.
Remember, Brian, your hair product, I used some of that at the Edinburgh Festival last year.
He did, didn't I? I think it was Grimsdale that used it.
I used a bit of it as well.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
He's got the breakfast show now.
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
Yeah.
Lucky club. So what, I'm only mucking about, he's very good.
Yeah. He's come a long way.
He's done very well for himself. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. From all I like Toby Anstis. So what? So yeah. So it's like it was lard, wasn't it?
It was lard. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Are you still using that?
Yeah, I sure use it. Yeah, yeah. I can tell. As you can see.
Well, listen, if you can make it on August the 13th that week, that'd be good. I know you're very busy talking to Eamon Holmes and all that and watching TV. But it's good to see you again, Angelos.
And you, Scott.
And we should all watch your show tonight. Yes. And what time's that on?
I think it's 10:35, I think.
On Channel 4 with Amy Childs and Professor Green.
Professor Green, who's not a professor, he's a singer.
Good to see you again.
You too. The Scott Mills
Daily. I was outside Radio 1 earlier, and this girl comes up to me. She's like, oh, you Scott Mills? I'm like, yeah, hi, you all right? Like, yeah, yeah, I'm just on a day trip from Milton Keynes for the day. I was like, oh, cool, that's nice. She's like, I like your show. Thanks very much. But I find your teeth really annoying.
Well, amazing.
A lot has been said about my teeth over the years. No one's ever called them annoying before. Can you have annoying teeth?
I suppose, well, I don't know.
They're obviously big and white. But does that annoy you?
The beef is that they're too white.
I don't know, but she just finds them annoying.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think of celebrities whose teeth I find annoying. I can't think of one. She's really obviously thought about this.
Yeah.
Anyone else whose teeth is really annoying?
Did she ask for a photo?
Yes.
And did she ask you to sort of close your mouth?
No, I didn't smile. Well, so just annoy her every time she looks at it. What a weird thing to say. The Scott Mills Daily. Oh, you have to be so careful with the text at the moment. So thanks very much, Chris Moyles, for that. Like, there's every second there's one coming in, and I'm about to go, and hi to so-and-so, and then you're like, no, actually, abort, abort. So thank you, Chris Moyles, and thank you, Toby Lerone, and all his friends.
Have you seen this one?
I'm so pleased it's back. Go on.
School's out. Paolo Meant.
I don't get it.
I mean, some of them are brilliant.
Paolo Meant.
And Malt Easer.
Oh, Paolo Meant.
Some of them aren't even names.
Some of them you just really need to think about a bit more before you send them in. Some of them aren't even ones. The Scott Mills Daily. We are looking for you to be part of the Fun and Filth Cabaret again. We're in Edinburgh at the festival the week of August 13th. Me and Nick Grimshaw are hosting. Got loads of weird and wonderful acts that will be appearing in Edinburgh for you on the cabaret stage. Some stars that we're booking at the moment. And we need you as well. You'll be able to listen to it all on Radio 1, watch it on the red button and on the Radio 1 website. And lots of you have been emailing me. So let's try and find some more talent. Hello, Katie.
Hi.
So what is it that you do?
I can lick my elbow.
You can lick your elbow?
Yeah.
I've not seen it done very often. I can't do it. But then at the same time, I haven't seen many feature-length shows just of people licking elbows.
Not the most exciting talent.
Have you got a very long tongue or a very short forearm?
I think I've got a very short forearm because I can't lick my nose or anything. It's just my elbow. It's the only part of my body I can lick.
I'm just checking again that I can't do it and I can't.
From a certain angle, I can get close.
I bet every single listener now is trying to do this. I know I am. Can you jazz this up a bit? I mean, because it's just licking an elbow. I'm not sure people want to see this on a webcam.
I could wear a costume or something doing it.
A costume, you say?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it should be to the music of Elbow. That would be good.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Throw your curtains wide, whatever it is. Is that one? It is.
I think that's one, yeah.
Yeah, it is one. Well, Dan and Phil are our talent scouts, and they're sifting through all of the entries and sifting the wheat from the chaff. Would you say you're chaff or wheat? Well, if Dan and Phil decide that it's exciting enough to be on a big screen at the Fun and Filth Cabaret, then you'll be on.
Okay, thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Hey, Craig.
Hey.
You want to be part of the Fun and Filth Cabaret, don't you?
Possibly.
Oh, what can we do to tempt you? You don't seem 100%.
So
whether I'm good enough or not.
Well, it does, yes. And we're doing finals on this show in the week leading up to us being in Edinburgh, so you might make it to the live final if Dan and Phil say you're good enough.
Ooh.
I know, exciting, isn't it? Have you got a webcam?
I have.
Have you got Wi-Fi?
I have.
Sorted, you're halfway there. What can you do?
I can sing a duet solo.
Can sing a duet solo?
Yeah, but with a twist.
Oh. Can you tell us the twist, or are we just going to hear it?
I sing it as Kermit and Miss Piggy.
So you play both parts?
I do.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah.
What song is it?
It's town of fireflies.
Oh.
What, Owl City?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'd like to hear this. Hey, can we give it a whirl?
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Would not believe your eyes if 10 million fireflies lit up the world as I fell asleep. Cause I'd build 1,000 hogs with 10 million lightning bugs. Or I'd try to teach me how to dance. I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. I'd like to say that I'd rather stay awake while I'm asleep, but everything is never as it seems. There you go.
That's very good.
I think that's my favourite one so far.
You wouldn't expect that song to work with them, but it really does.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, if Dan and Phil think you're any good, then you'll be on.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks, Craig. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Robin.
Hello.
It's Scott. How are you?
Hi, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. I'm looking forward to your talent.
Thank you.
I've been tipped off as to what it might be, you see.
Oh, okay.
Tell everyone then.
I sing opera. I'm 22 years old, and all my friends at parties, you know, the ones that can play the guitars, they're really cool. And I want to be on Radio 1 so I can show them that opera can be cool too.
It is cool, opera. Well, if it's not, we can make it cool.
Yes, we can.
So it's not just fun and filth, cabaret. It can be, like, high culture as well. Or haute cuisine, as it's called.
Yes, yes, it is.
So, you're going to do opera for us?
Yeah.
Is there any kind of twist on this?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a twist. I'm actually going to sing Katy Perry's Firework.
In an opera style?
Yes.
Right, okay. I'm ready, if everyone else is.
Ready.
Very ready.
Okay. I've got my friend Matthew here, going to play the piano for me.
Oh, you've got it all sorted. Wow. Okay.
Okay, you ready?
All ready.
Okay. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on night, like the 4th of July. Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show me what you're worth. Make them go as you shoot across the sky. Baby, you're a firework. Come on, let your colors burst. Leave them go. You're gonna leave them falling down. Baby, you're a firework.
Wow. Oh, my word. Have it. See, even Katy Perry can't sing that song live, but you can. That was incredible.
Oh, thanks, Scott.
I think we made that girl that licks her elbow a little bit scared. Oh, I don't know why I bothered. Well, if Dan and Phil think you're good enough, and you got my vote, then I would very much like to try and make opera cool with your help at the Fun and Filth Cabaret.
Make opera cool.
All right, well, listen, hopefully we'll be in touch, because I would like to see that from the comfort of your bedroom in the webcam. No, I won't be in your bedroom, you will be. On your webcam, I'll be seeing you on a big screen.
That's great, thank you, Scott.
Good to speak to you.
You too, bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
The official Olympic song this year is Muse and Survival. They are allowed to say that that's the official Olympic song because they took the time to fill in all the forms weeks ago. They applied, so that is an actual official one. Apparently, if you say something's official, like this is the official show of the Olympics, that gets you into all sorts of trouble. You're not allowed. And we couldn't be bothered to do the forms.
No, so no, we couldn't.
The unofficial show of the Olympics, is that allowed?
Unofficial supplier of nudie pens.
To the...
We think is okay.
To the Jamaican to the men's athletics team.
That's the one.
That's it. That's us.
Nailed it.
I feel quite cultured after hearing that opera version of Firework by Katy Perry. I think we have a lot more posh people listening after that. I think a better class of listener will be coming on board.
Whoa,
not looking down on new regulars and saying you're common. But I think that, you know, we're just going to get a better class of person.
Does that mean, am I allowed to stay?
No, you're first off.
Really?
Yeah. It reminds me of years back when we had these two listeners who were the poshest people ever. And we had this thing called the posh noise. Now, because we've got so many new posh listeners now after the opera, posh people will be able to understand what this person is saying, but you won't.
Right.
Right, okay, here's the posh noise.
I need things that I'm out. Well, no, it's not really okay at all.
Oh, no.
Well, bars. I was in a bar, so on the little ledge. Oh, my God. You're funny. I do want to have avocado or...
Oh, my... What's by what?
Exactly.
I don't know what kind of person does that.
Any idea?
I honestly don't know what happened. I heard avocado.
Yeah, that was it. You see?
That's
a noise that only posh people can understand.
I need things that I'm out. Well, no, it's not really okay at all.
Oh, no.
I was in a bar, so on the little ledge. Oh, my God. You're funny. I do want to have avocado.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So annoyed. I haven't had time to learn any words to any Serbian soft rock songs.
When is that? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow to see an open-air Serbian rock band in Greece, just for lols, because it's a bit different. When are you next going to get to go to a Serbian gig, you know?
Wow.
And I wanted to fit in just by learning one of the songs by this band who I've never heard of, so I could sing along and make it look like I was enjoying it.
Yeah.
And now I'm just going to have to stand there and not know what's really going on. Or just make up the words.
Well, you can have a little dance.
Like my dad does. You know when you don't know the words and you can kind of get the melody?
So, yeah.
You know, Dad, those aren't the words. That's going to be me. Hello, Lauren in Shropshire. Emily and Laura are taking you out on the town tonight. This isn't a surprise, like, because Lauren sent in the text. And then she's going to Cos for a month. A month in Cos.
That's too much for me.
You're going to have one of those tans off of mahogany people. You know, the slightly older people you see in the resort
yes.
who've been there a long time? And it's like, how do you get a tan that deep? Because they've been there months. That's going to be your tan. Get on the fishbowl, son. And then she's going straight to uni after that. Have an amazing time in Cos.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I think now is an ideal time to do some more Dear Scott messages from the posh Radio 4 lady. Got some more. Hey, Becky.
Hi.
Hi.
You catch me eating sweets whilst reading a diet book?
Awkward.
I always do that, don't you? Because
yeah.
I think, oh, I'll start after I finish these, and then you have a few sweets whilst reading the book, and
just
then you
makes
never
you
get
hungry.
Round to it.
It's like, stop talking about food in this book, and I might not eat. Anyway, dear Scott, let's do it.
Hello. We received your request to the recent Manilow hotline. We will do our best to answer your question within 48 hours. Thank you.
Right, what's happened here? Someone signed me up to some Barry Manilow thing.
Oh, I hate it when people do this, don't they? When they give your email address of scott.mills@bbc.co.uk to, like, random websites.
Yeah, I have been signed up to a lot of newsletters recently, most notably Westlife and S Club 3. So thanks.
I didn't realise Barry had a hotline.
Well, also, what question have you asked, pretending to be me to...
It's not me!
Good excuse to play a bit of this, though, isn't it?
You still got that bottle of Barry Manilow water on your desk?
What?
It's been on your desk for ages.
Barry Manilow water?
Yeah.
Where's that from?
What do you mean?
Vegas, I think. Well, it's just water, but it's in a Barry Manilow bottle.
Was it his?
No, it's branded.
Oh, from the Barry Manilow shop?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's been there years. Don't, like, if anyone's thinking of nicking that, Westwood, and drinking it, don't, because it'd be rank by now.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS, and the PR4L. Me and my girlfriend are on our gap year and have been travelling around Asia for the past 5 months. Obviously, we couldn't go without hearing the show, so we make sure to download all the podcasts whenever we find somewhere with Wi-Fi. And I have to say they brighten up our day when on various mega-long journeys. Laughing smiley.
I am enjoying a lot of people being on their gap year and saving up our podcasts and downloading them when they can get to Wi-Fi. It's happening a lot. got a lot of emails about this.
Anyway, the main point of my email was to say that we were at a bar on Tioman Island off of Malaysia when Tay Zonday's version of Call Me Maybe came on. We just burst out laughing and can't get it out of our heads.
It is good.
I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked at you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I'd trade my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jean skin was showing. Hot night, wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe.
Whenever we hear Carly Rae Jackson's version, which is quite a lot, as they seem to love her in Asia, I always hear Tay Zonday's version in my head, so much better. Love the show, and can't wait for more of Chris's autobiography, smiley. From Josh and Emily, originally off of Bristol, but currently off of Singapore.
They say Carly Rae Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they've got like a, you know, they're kind of those slightly
local version.
Tribute versions.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Dear Scott, Camilla wants to know why you're not presenting the Radio 1 breakfast show, as waking up to a hunk would be more than ideal. Regards, Prince Charles.
I think she's answered her own question there.
A hunk? Is that Prince Charles that on Twitter? Because there's one on Twitter that and Camilla keeps chatting me up on there? On his Prince Charles Twitter?
Is it definitely not them?
I don't know. How are we ever going to find that out? Anyway, hi Camilla. She's a big fan.
So next. Why aren't you doing the
I've no
show?
Idea. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Adult Baby and Totso. For 1 year only, I am living in actual Australia, where they really do love chicken salt on their hot chips.
Amazing.
Let me know if you'd like me to bring some back, bearing in mind your epic Australia Day fail earlier this year.
Oh, Australia Day didn't go well on the show, did it? We didn't have anything Australian. I'm all right for chicken salt at the moment because I purchased some off the internet just the other day. So my chips are still chicken salty, thank you.
Anyway, the reason for my email is that I can't get your song Mile High Club out of my head. Did this ever go to number one in Eastern Europe?
Yes.
Or was this another of your brilliant plans which was never followed through to completion? Love you, bye. Steve Turvett, off of Albury, New South Wales.
Yes, number one in Lithuania, also Serbia, Montenegro and the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia.
Really?
All those countries enjoyed this song very much. Did you not know that? You should have got some royalties. Oops, silly me. I love this song.
It's happening tonight. We're flying so high. This club's like an aeroplane, and we'll never feel this way again. On a mile high dance floor.
It's us trying to make a dance hit.
Don't miss the flight. We're dancing all night. This club's like an aeroplane, and we'll never feel this.
And we succeeded in Eastern Europe.
On a mile high dance floor.
It was only the weather that stopped us in this country, really, wasn't it?
If it had been sunny.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone's been on, doesn't leave their name, saying, don't lie, your song wasn't number one in Lithuania. I'm from there. All right, then. One of the funniest things I've seen this week is Becky coming into Radio 1 today, and it was pouring down with rain, and a small umbrella closed on her head.
Yeah, so the girl I sit next to upstairs, lovely Chloe, lent me her posh umbrella, which has got one of those buttons which extends it and then pulls it back in.
Yeah, the ones which are a bit more expensive where you push it and it goes poof.
Yeah, and then I obviously did that and then put it down when I went to the shop and then I was like, oh no, I've broken it.
It did actually close on your head, yeah. Rendering you
unable
to see.
I think I've broken this umbrella at the exact point. It like totally bashed me in the eye and all the water fell off it onto my hair.
I enjoyed it.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I love it when Nick walks in every day. It's always so like, the other day was just a random carrier bag.
Doing some admin.
And they're just doing a bit of admin.
I'm doing Annie Mac's birthday card.
All right. Okay.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Raving cat.
That's good. Is that from a newsagent over the road?
Yeah,
got a lovely selection, haven't they? Yeah. So organised. Okay, I think it's about time to do Oh, What's Occurring? So let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
I love love it when the one that doesn't speak, the one that doesn't speak, and Chris are having printer issues at the moment.
Sorry.
Trying to explain to each other what's going on, like with obviously not talking, is quite funny.
It's all hand gestures.
The international hand sign for the printer's
not
working.
Which printer have you sent it to in all 86 printers in the building?
Okay, so we are going to do a round of Who's That Tweeting in just a moment.
Ian's here.
Okay, good.
There's like seven men in the studio and they're all panicking and I love it.
It's all fine. We're very organised here today.
Oh, it's Hot Ian from
Voice of the Tweets.
Show.
Hi, Ian. So.
Hello.
Hello. You know what happens. Celebrities, they love to tweet. You can get 10 Scott Mills points if you can tell me who is that tweeting. It's dead simple. Play along. Who's actually playing the game today? Anybody? Chris and Becky?
Chris and Grimmy.
Oh, okay, good.
And me.
It's a three-way.
I think it's a three-way.
What's occurring?
Oh, what is occurring?
I had no idea.
I've got no clue. Oh,
right. Have you done your card?
Don't lick it, because if she opens it in a bit, she'll still get the... She'll know you've just done it.
And then she'll still know it's wet.
Right, so let's play Who's That Tweeting? Which celebrity said this?
I'm watching the history of the toilet. Actually, it's quite interesting.
I watched that. That was a good show.
Wow, you've got a lot of free time.
No, it was on about 9 o'clock at night.
What, last night?
No, day before last, I think.
And what was discussed?
Poo, wee, standing up to wee, all sorts.
Come round here, love.
Did they talk about the old Roman toilets in a row?
Yeah, there was all the toilets were on.
Okay,
who said that?
Who would be watching that? I'm going to say Joey Essex.
Was it quite educational then, you'd say?
It was, but there was an element of humour.
I'm going to go Stephen Fry.
I'm going to go Lily Allen.
She watches a lot of TV these days.
She likes the telly, doesn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, yeah. And the answer is...
Alan Carr!
Oh. Oh.
So easy when you know, isn't it? Next.
Remember that auction I was going on about? Well, I got what I wanted. Just collected it. It's lovely. 18th century and lovely. Porcelain.
Wow, who's been doing the auctions?
Alan Carr, because he's watched the toilet show and now he's gone to buy one. The clue is in the porcelain, I think.
Is Dickinson on Twitter? I don't know, but I'm going to go for him.
I'm going to say example. Met like an antique.
Okay, I have your answers. The actual answer is...
Dr. Christian!
Oh, okay.
I think I started following him the other day as well, as he came on the show.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I thought that was going to be a rubbish booking, but he was amazing. I was a bit like, oh. But I love him. I'm obsessed with him. My mum said it's the best guest I've ever had.
What, Dr. Really?
Sorry, Rihanna.
Yeah.
Later, Beyonce.
Yeah. I love that your mum loves Dr. Christian.
She said she laughed out loud. I said, that's lolled.
Yeah.
And she said, I lolled then.
Yeah. And next.
Really fancy a sausage baguette. Tomato sauce. Mmm.
Oh, I know this one.
Mmm.
It's someone that goes on about food all the time on Twitter.
Sarah Cox.
Is your answer okay? Yes, Becky?
I thought it might have been me, but I don't think it is. I'm going to say you, Scott.
No.
I don't have a clue. I'm going to go Professor Green.
Joey Essex.
Yeah.
Oh.
All he does is go... He's either appearing at some club.
Uh-huh.
I'll be hanging out at this club tonight. And then he'll go, oh, I really fancy a baguette. I'm having an omelette. I'm having some chips.
I like it when he asks your opinion on what food he should have. So should he have chips or a potato?
He does ask.
And you're like, chips, yeah. At chips.
Or just, yeah, or maybe just make your own mind up. Next.
Got shouted at by security for singing Call Me Maybe at Passport Control.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah. I'm going to say example.
I'm going to go Tazon Day.
Is he on Twitter?
I don't know. Chocolate red, call me maybe. Go on.
Example.
Yes.
Well done.
That's really good. Did you know that?
I thought of who I would like to hear sing that and who travels a lot and then narrowed it down from there.
And
I really want Blind Date to be back on TV.
Oh, I know this one.
Go on. Oh, no, let them answer first.
Yeah. Cilla Black.
Donald Trump.
Oh, not Donald. What is your obsession with him?
Is
you
he
don't
even on Twitter.
You don't even know anyone. Yeah. Oh, Donald Trump. Becky,
this confused me when I read it because I wasn't sure this program was still on when this person was born. Harry Styles.
And the answer is
Harry Styles.
So you must be watching reruns, I guess. Of like 80s people dating.
Yeah, there's
picking
loads. There is channels. There are channels though that show just old game shows, aren't there?
Yeah, they're, Crystal Maze. They look like awful. That on a Sunday.
But they're not any good. Like, they really haven't aged well at all.
No, I thought Crystal Maze was sort of like Batman level.
Yeah.
Like sort of special effects when I was little. But it's rubbish.
Yeah. It didn't
I was
age
just
well.
Seven. Yeah.
One more.
Why am I getting so many consecutive tweets about balloon animals?
Who said that?
Martin from Homes Under the Hammer.
Is he on?
Yeah.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
We were talking to Angelos about him earlier.
Yes, because I've got the... Yeah. I sent you a screen grab, Gumi, that time. But you know when you go to the thing and it tells you, like, who's following who? And it was like, Angelos has followed Martin from Homes Under the Hammer. And I was like, this is brilliant. I've got a screen grab.
He gets really annoyed if he misses it. Really annoyed.
I really love it. I think it's actually good. You know, sometimes you watch those programs and it's just because they're bad and it's funny. This is actually good. I love it. Can we do a musical of it in Edinburgh?
Are you sure?
That would be brilliant.
What's your answer?
My answer, I can't remember the tweet.
Blue animals.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
I'm going to go...
Donald Trump.
No, I won't do Trump. Dame Bowers.
And the answer about balloon animals...
Professor Green.
Why was he getting tweets about balloon animals?
I don't know.
Thank you very much.
Don't ask him, he's just the voice of the tweets.
He just reads them out. 10 for any you got right there. Thank you, Grimmy. Thank you, Becky. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, voice of the tweets.
BBC
Radio